Life support is nominal. The oxygen danger indicator level is yellow. Please remember that this is a non-smoking pirate ship.
Hey everybody, welcome to GameIndustry.com's The Gin Lounge. I'm John Breeden, your chief lounge lizard, and your host for this episode of the show. Joining me today is Shella, and we're going to be talking about Mass Effect rumors. Exploring space. I cannot wait. So, Shella, welcome to the lounge today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So this show is based on you actually uncovered some rumors for Mass Effect 4, and so I'll let you set the stage for this one.
Okay, so EA released some sort of marketing survey. I'm not sure who it went out to. I guess people who were like signed up for some newsletter stuff or something. And someone on Reddit created a post that seemed to detail all sorts of things about Mass Effect 4 that he'd kind of divulged from this, had been divulged by this marketing survey. We don't know if it's, you know, concrete or what, but it seems quite likely that it is going to be things that we're going to see in Mass Effect 4, because EA have done this before on previous games. I'm not sure why. I guess it builds buzz. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like, okay, guys, don't tell
exactly.
anyone. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So you know they're going to do it. I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, EA could be realistically trying to find out, like, hey guys, do you like to play in an open world, or would you like Mass Effect 4 to be an on the rails shooter? So yeah, I'm not sure, but I read over your editorial, and you did a great job of pulling out the relevant things, and I was like, I want to play. But let's go over some of the individual components of that rumor, and then how we think about. I think let's get the first one out of the way. So it looks like the Shepard story is over.
Yeah. So it's basically they've got around the, because people are like, well, how are they going to do that? You know, how are they going to cut Shepard out of it? It's like, well, they just went on the other side of the universe, basically. So time and space and everything are between them and Commander Shepard and anything that happened with that storyline. So it's set in the Helios cluster of the
a galaxy far, far away.
Pretty much, So they've gone Star Wars. and it's in the Andromeda Galaxy. I can't remember if these clusters were even in, I'm guessing they weren't even in Commander Shepard's.
They would have had to, I mean, if it was within anything from ME4, they would have had heard of Shepard at some point. I guess
it's on the other side of somewhere far away.
You know, what's sad about that is that, so there was all that, you know, at the end of Mass Effect 3, there was the whole thing where if you picked the one ending, you could see him breathe, and then everybody was like, oh, he's still alive or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, I kind of like the fact that we've left that trilogy behind, because I think they did such a good job with it. Well, you know, the large majority of it, you know, apart from like 2%.
I mean, the first 98% of the trilogy
was
awesome.
And so I'm sure they can do that again. And if they had all that baggage going into, I don't know, what might be a new trilogy or whatever, it could really bog it down and, you know, expectations and things like that. Whereas this is like a completely clean slate, and it means they can do new things and hopefully have new aliens and things.
Well, yeah, I mean, given that, also, they would have had to have picked one of the three endings as the canon that should have happened.
Yes,
forward.
That's
so
true. Yeah,
you had that kind of multiple choice ending: the fate of the galaxy, A, B, or C. And then, depending on which you picked, you know, either all the synthetics are dead, or people are half synthetic, or whatever.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is just like, screw that. Whatever happened in that other galaxy happened, and now you've got your new guy.
Exactly.
Or girl, depending on what you make. So the new character, what is he supposed to be, she supposed to be like?
In my head, the default is she, so I'm really hoping that the default is a woman, and then you can choose to be a man if you want. I really hope they go that way, but who knows.
Good luck with that.
You never know. This is BioWare. They're quite forward thinking. So it seems like you're an explorer, so it's a bit more of a kind of, I don't know, Star Trek or sort of Voyager type scenario, is, you know, how I'm seeing it anyway. And you're looking to establish a new home for humanity. So you're not a soldier. You are combat trained, but yeah, there's not a sort of war being fought or anything as far as I can glean from the things. There are sort of, I suppose there are warring races, and there are enemy aliens that you encounter. So there's new aliens called the Cat or Ket, I think they're called. And then there's the remnants, are they called, the new aliens, so who are like an ancient alien race. They've left ruins and ancient technology and things, a bit like the proteans from the first one.
The main character and his job, if you will, it seemed that's what really got me going, because I was like, that sounds really cool. I've mentioned this a few times before. One of my favorite games of all time, which was another EA title back when EA was almost a small business, was called Starflight, which was created by developers named Binary Systems. And Starflight was like that. You started out from your planet, and you were basically just like, here's a ship, go explore. There was kind of an overall mission. There were star systems that were being destroyed, mm-hmm. and nobody knew why, and you were kind of supposed to investigate that and find out what was going on with that. But it wasn't but basically you were able to just kind of go out and explore and do your thing, and you could get involved in stuff like, you know, wars between different aliens and things like that. But I don't know, it seemed like a more kind of relaxed explore the galaxy, you know. And if you wanted to get into the stuff, if you will, you could. But it kind of sounds like this is the way it is too.
That you're an explorer primarily. And that there are, you can have encounters, I suppose, with action, ending in action and combat.
you can choose to be a Kirk or a
Picard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to play. And it looks like the crew kind of, obviously the crew that you recruit, it looks like their skills and stuff can kind of level up in different ways too. So it doesn't look like Mass Effect 3 where you had, you know, you had your sniper and you had your upfront guy. It sounds like you can kind of configure your people kind of based on your play style.
Where did you get that from?
saying throughout the story, you recruit 7 distinct crew members to fight by your side. Each crew member has a unique personality, specific abilities that open up as you choose which two of them, and then somewhere on there I read it. Maybe I was adding to it. No, but I thought it was like based on what you did is like how you loaded out your crew or something like that.
It could be that you find resources that you can build stuff for your armor and your weapons and things like that.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, you said the Mako was back. Is that something that was in there?
You remember the little jeep thing that you ride around on the thing, which was a pain in the ass and kept tipping over.
I was just about to say that. If they were going to bring something back to get us excited,
I don't know if that would be it, but there we go. But they seem to be making a real big thing about it, and that you can customize it. So you maybe add some ballast or something.
paint some flames on the side.
And weigh the thing down so it doesn't, like, flip on a penny.
Yeah, well, remember some of the levels with the Mako were, like, almost like platformers, where you had to, like, jump to a little cliff edge and then jump again, and I was like, oh my god, this is horrible.
Still not as bad as the Halo Jeep missions. They were the worst.
Oh, yes. See, I was just about to say they should make it more like the Halo Jeep. People used to like to ride around in that thing, you know?
But was it Halo 2 where you had that end mission, or was it Halo 3? I can't remember. End mission where it was a race against time in the Jeep, and the Jeep handled a paper bag. And so it was just like, oh my god, that was a swear-a-thon, that mission.
Yeah. Well, they need to bring in some of the Rockstar developers to give them vehicle physics. That's like the only game that gets vehicles correct. So I remember Watch Dogs. Like, it was like, oh, this is really cool. Oh my god, it's like the whole city is like ice, covered in ice. It's like, what is going on? Got like this 2-ton Humvee and it's like sliding in turns like a Tokyo Drift or something.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know, but I mean, if they it could be done right. Just because the original Mass Effect, the Mako wasn't that great, doesn't mean that they couldn't make it really cool.
I mean, because there wasn't that much focus on the Mako, whereas they seem to be making quite a thing about it this time around, so I'm guessing they'll have spent more time into making it drivable.
That's true. Yeah, we have the technology. Yeah. We can make it better.
But it's quite nice that you can customize it and that you can customize your ship. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, the ship has never really been customizable before in any of the games.
It's never really been a character in that sense.
Well, you never really got into, you know, oddly enough, for a space opera or whatever, you never got into ship-to-ship combat.
No, that's true.
I mean, you always had your ship was always like this little stealth thing, and you kind of like could basically avoid trouble by, you know, keeping quiet and nobody could ever find you. I remember the one mission where you had to go to the Geth ship, and you just kind of park beside it, and your character's like he's asking the pilot or something like, hey, how come, why don't they just look out the window? They see us. And the pilot's like, well, there's no windows. Nobody will look out. We're invisible to all the sensors, and nobody will look out a window and see us. So, yeah, because you had, I guess spaceships are detected using their heat or something like that. And so your shield was able to keep the heat inside the shield bubble.
So make it look cold.
So nobody could detect you. The problem was if you ran it for too long without going to a planet and with an atmosphere and venting your heat, you'd bake yourself, you know, because obviously inside the shield keeps getting hotter and hotter.
Right,
because you're holding it. So that's why you had to, had to go to planets and vent your, planets with atmospheres and vent your heat out. Well, remember, there's an entire like physics behind the space exploration of mass. It's not just like wave a wand and it's magic. They actually put a lot of thought into like how things might work and things, which
is cool.
I thought was fascinating.
Yeah, and that's how it should be if it's a space opera. It's, you know, sort of fairly hard sci-fi.
You know, I missed the in the later games the encyclopedia didn't talk, and I missed that. I liked going to the encyclopedia and listening to the guy say, "Whoa, this is how the guns work." You know, there's a and it would explain this, and it was kind of like a Nova science show or something, but for fake science. I guess I was the only one that liked that. I don't know. I've heard other people say they thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
if it saves you reading, then that's cool.
I guess. Who likes to read?
Because, there's a lot of reading in Mass Effect, isn't there? You read about all the planets and everything, and, you know, it can get, because it is one of those deep games where you just want to know everything. You don't want to miss anything.
I like just sitting back, and they had that really cool, like, elevator music that would play in the background that sounded really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then, And then they had a good voice for the encyclopedia. I like to just sit back and listen to, you know, I'd get to a big encyclopedia entry and I'd be like, all right, snack time. You know, and I'd put him up and I'd get my snack and I'd eat my chips. So while I'm listening to the entry about the planet and the history and stuff, I just thought that was, I hope that comes back. I know that wasn't part of the rumors, but I'm throwing it out there that I think that would be cool.
Okay.
So another thing that looks interesting is it looks like they're putting a lot of emphasis on the multiplayer. Now, I know multiplayer isn't your thing, but I played a lot of the multiplayer on 3. I mean, you kind of had to, and that's what I didn't like about it. It was like if you didn't play the multiplayer, then your galaxy readiness score could only go to 50%, and that kind of hurt you in the single player game. I hope they don't do that.
Yeah,
I hope that it's good enough that you want to play the multiplayer.
Exactly. Yeah, as opposed to being railroaded into it. I can't remember what I did because I don't think I did play the multiplayer.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what I did. I must have done everything I could to up my score but not have to play. I don't know why I did that.
I believe you could only get to 50% readiness if you didn't play the multiplayer. I think it was hard locked there. And then it wasn't that hard to get you up to 100. You only had to play multiplayer for like maybe like an hour and then it could get up to 100. But the thing was if you didn't play, like every 3 days that you didn't play multiplayer, your readiness score dropped by like 5%
yeah,
or something
see
like that.
That would just make me want to not play on principle.
Yeah,
it's like,
I
this is like my free time. I paid for this game. Now, let me be.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. But it looks like there's a couple new modes. The Remnant Vault Raids. I'm wondering if the
looks good.
Where it looks like you can go in to those Remnant folks that you were talking about and grab loot and take it out. I think it would be cool. I wonder if, like, if they wanted to link the two to make you want to play the multiplayer, I think a cool thing would be like in those Remnant Vault raids, if you could get something cool and then take it back to the single player game, maybe that would be.
I think that's it. I think you can get upgrades. So if you play multiplayer, you'll get artifacts that you can then use to upgrade your crew and your ship.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So artifacts that you find will be. Yeah. So, yeah. You know,
it's
that's a valid reason to try and drop
it. I think we like the carrot better than the stick.
Yeah,
it's like if
exactly.
you want to do it, here's a really cool reward. You can take it into your single player game. You know, not that, oh my God, you didn't play multiplayer, so we're going to punish you.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, as long as they maintain a balance, so, you know, you can find other cool artifacts if you spend all your time in a single player, and, you know, you don't become like these golden gods of multiplayer who, you know, can kind of breeze through it also, you know, I'm slogging away with my wax tools.
Yes, I have a wax gun. It overheats and then you're in trouble.
Exactly.
I will say that the multiplayer community that I ran against up to in Mass Effect was really nice. Really good bunch of people. Everybody was and I played a lot and I didn't run into any jerks. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean it was totally collaborative. I mean that helps.
Yeah, if you've got a mature audience, then yeah, it does help.
So
keeps the twonks away.
It was fun. Was there anything else? Was there anything else in the rumors that you were excited to bring up?
Some people will be really excited that Krogans are back. So yeah, there's a Krogan called Drac that they mention in the survey, and then there's another character called Cora, who's a biotic who can deploy a shield in battles. I mean, I don't know what sort of alien, which race do you reckon she'll be? The biotics,
she could be human, right?
Yeah, she could be. But
I mean, I know you were the one that loved the biotics. You like that whiny biotic, whatever his name was.
Caden.
Oh, it so sucks. I'm a biotic and my fingers hurt when I cast spells.
I liked Caden. So I mean, they have the only new aliens they've mentioned so far are the Ket, who are the antagonistic aliens, and we don't know much about them. There's some artwork floating about that, and the with worlds that look really kind of dark and spiky, so I'm guessing that's their kind of place.
I wonder if they're lizard people.
Yeah, I mean, is that a EverQuest that Ket, where is that from?
It does. I'm not sure. I guess the Krogan are kind of lizard people. So I guess there were a few
weren't there, because there was the other guy who
The little scientist dude, whatever he was.
And the other guy who had the sort of tail coat, the kind of
He was a DLC character, I think. I don't think everybody got him, did they?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
He was kind of melancholy. He was like the last of his race or something, and he was going to die, and I liked him.
I thought he was DLC. I didn't know he was in everybody's game. Yeah, I didn't do much with him. And doesn't he, like, have a heart attack or something and die halfway through?
He died. Is he the one that's kind of estranged from his son, and there's a mission you have to do, and you can try and... Yep. Yeah, I thought he was really cool. I tried to court him, but it didn't work. I think I messed it up somehow. I don't know what I did, but yeah, that's the only person that could have taken me away from Caden.
I never tried to court him, but I did try to help him, you know, make peace with his family or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he live down by the trash compactor on the ship or something?
No, he did it. He had quite a nice room with a really big window, because he was always sort of gazing into cold darkness of space.
Okay.
In a philosophical way. Yeah, so I like the whiny emo one.
I guess so. Well, I'm sure there'll be something like that in this one. So.
But the other thing that I thought was good, it looks like they are concentrating on the dialogue again, because they've added in a you can interrupt dialogue and use an action to kind of sway the conversation or get the response that you want. So if you want someone to open a door and you're having a sort of beating around the bush moment, you could just pull a gun or punch them or something, or threaten them, and then change the whole shift of that conversation, which sounds cool.
They did that a little bit in some of the original, I think Mass Effect 2 at least. Mm-hmm. I remember, because you could take a Paragon or a Renegade action, and
that's right.
And the Renegade action was always like throw the guy out the window or something. I was always trying to be a Paragon. But doing the Renegade action was always so much freaking
more
cooler.
Fun.
Because it was always like take the guy, slam his head onto the table, and then be like, can I ask again if you're going to give me that information?
Yeah. You know,
typical TV show type of mentality. So that'd be cool if that type of stuff was back.
It kind of suggests that the RPG elements are as important, because they haven't mentioned that much about combat as far as this survey goes. So I'm happy with that. but the one thing I hope is that they don't rely on the aliens we already know. I know that, you know, the Krogan are really popular. I mean, people really took to the aliens that they did have, and, you know, they're obviously bringing back some of them. But I really want to see what else they come up with, because, you know, the world when you were down in the, what's the name of the central, like the capital or whatever it was called,
The Citadel?
Yeah, the Citadel. Like, all the amazing aliens you met. I mean, they were just incredible. And that was some of my favorite moments, was just going around talking to those ones that spoke of themselves in the third person always. And, you know, the big kind of whale type guys who... Well,
Well, and they all had backstories. I mean, yeah, whether or not you chose to learn them or not, they all had backstories. They all had ecosystems.
Exactly.
And things that, you know, yeah, and reasons for doing what they, like the guys that talk about themselves in the third person, they, the reason they did that was because their society puts a huge value on being humble.
Yeah.
So it's not good to talk about yourself, yeah, you know, and that was, and you could find that out by going on by learning about them and, yeah, you know, reading the encyclopedia entries, yeah, and stuff. So it was kind of, it was really cool, it, you know, was, to figure
was,
that out.
It was amazing. And then the jellyfish type ones, remember them? And they were like preachers, they were like street preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were,
mm-hmm,
just like really calm and yeah, they were just amazing aliens. So I'm really looking forward to see what they can bring that's new, because I don't want it to feel like the, you know, Shepherd's Mass Effect, just without Shepard, a long way away.
Right. Well, I mean, assuming humans make it to the new game, then it makes sense that the others, you know, other races, mm, would be out there, yeah, you know, in the new area. But it is a universe, yeah, so you know, it's going to be. I'd be really surprised if they didn't bring up, you know,
yeah,
a whole bunch of new
stuff. Yeah.
New aliens.
Well, there definitely is. There definitely are humans, because you know, I'm assuming our captain is human because they're, mm, looking for a new home for humanity.
Right. Or
else it's like the universe's biggest philanthropist.
Yeah, you're a contractor.
Yeah, just a mercenary. I'll do anything for the cash, even, yeah, for you bleating humans.
I'll find you a new world, yeah, humans.
So yeah, it's exciting. I don't know if there's any inkling of when it's coming.
Yeah, that was gonna be my next question. How long?
Yeah. I wonder.
Maybe we'll find out more at E3.
Yeah.
Maybe they're actually going to have news at E3 again.
Yeah.
like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But it seems like everybody releases their news before E3 for some reason. I really don't get that, but there we go.
Well, yeah, they don't want to
get lost force you to, in the,
yeah, so, maybe EA, if you go to the E3 conference, they'll let you know the information, but if you don't visit their conference every day, you'll forget half of it. If only they could do that in real life.
The weird Jedi mind trick.
So, well, cool, Shell. Well, thanks for looking into this and for digging this up. I mean, you know, I wasn't super excited about Mass Effect 4, but now I am. Now I'm, you know,
yeah,
I'm, now
I'm pumped and ready to explore.
I am. So me put too. That on there. It's cool. All right. And you know what's going to be cool is we can do a show after, you know, after we both played it for,
yeah,
a while,
that's
and it's
really good.
And I guarantee you, if they give us the freedom they say they're going to give us, your crew and your experience are going to be totally different,
yeah,
than mine.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, even the last games, it was, wasn't it? So yeah.
Yeah, and I mean. Yeah, and we were a lot more restricted then. I think this, yeah, is going to be pretty cool. You're going to be like, well, I have all these diplomatic skills. And, yeah. My crew meets to discuss their feelings, and I'm going to be like, well, I blew up that planet.
Yeah, it is. We're all going to have group hugs.
Those people annoyed me, so I blew them up.
How could you, John? How could you?
So... Well, I needed a better parking spot for my ship. So. All right, Shella, thanks for joining me today. This was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the post-play Mass Effect 4 show.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, take care. You can find us right here at GameIndustry.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Google+ and a whole bunch of other places. Also, check out our new YouTube channel. We are putting all kinds of game reviews and demos there. Subscribe to us there, and we'll bring you that stuff too. Shella, thanks a lot, and until next time, I'll see you out there in space. Well, one day, anyway. take care, everybody. Bye. We'll be right back.